Blog
Hello,
Radio.
This is 050 on the radio, and this is Thursday, January 28th, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all college basketball today. That's right. Last time. Got a phone call, talked mostly about football, got some basketball in, but today I keep on putting off college basketball. So today we're going to do the mid-season report on college basketball, and this is all college basketball all the time. We're going to do the Dirty Dozen conferences, but this isn't necessarily the top 12 conferences because in it I put in the CAA. And, of course, I put in the MEAC and the SWAC. You're always going to hear me talk about those conferences as much as I can. Today, we're going to talk exclusively. We're going to go to exclusively the HBCUs and the issues they have in college sports. One of these days, we're going to go there and get into it on the sports side. Anyway, We're going to start out. And college basketball with the Big Ten Conference. And why are we starting off in the Big Ten? Well, mainly because it's still hard to say, but officially this is now Big Ten country, with the University of Maryland being in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten has been, I'm not going to say wacky, but it has been a surprising conference. I don't think anybody at Iowa leading the conference in the midway point. They won 9 in a row. They have been blended against big-time teams. They are 5-2 against the top 25 in the country. They are 4-1 on the road. They have been brilliant and got to give credit ton of credit to he's going to be coach of the year in the Big Ten and might be coach of the year in the country. Fran McCaffrey, I don't know how I was missing that, but big time coach. Jared Udall is the number one dude. Matter of fact, he is leading the Big Ten in scoring. Why am I missing stuff today? Sitting right in front of me, 19 points a game, shooting really good from the field, but even better from 3-point land because he's shooting the same almost from 3-point land as he is from the field. He's shooting just under 49% from 3-point land, and he's shooting over 48% from 3-point land. 48.7 from the field, 48.3 from 3-point line, and he's shooting 84% from the free throw line. So he has been crazy efficient. And then what never gets talked about when it comes to this guy is the fact that he leads the entire conference in block shots. Jared Udall, what? Yeah, even over A.J. Hammonds, who's obviously one of the best shot blockers in the country. Even over him, he's blocking 3 shots a game, and he is really getting it done. Got to give him some big-time credit there. But, hey, you even got Indiana sitting right there 7-1, and this has been without James Blackman. You had Yogi Ferrell out there doing his damage. Really, the team is really starting to play a lot better defense. Maryland's right there at 6-2, but they don't have a big time victory this year. Don't tell anybody in Maryland that I said this. They are 0-2 against the top 25. They haven't beaten anybody big time this year. Remember, they played North Carolina, they lost to North Carolina. They played Michigan State, they lost to Michigan State in the same type of game. Both teams going at it, mano a mano, and they've fallen short twice. So we'll see what happens tonight, because tonight, guess who's at the Comcast Center. That's right. Iowa is right here tonight at the Comcast Center. You better believe it's going to be a packed house in there, but it's not going to be the angry Maryland fans yet. They don't have a rivalry yet with these guys. Not yet anyway. And we shall see how that changes things in a little while. Wow. Also in the conference, Michigan, they should be lauded. They're 6-2 in the conference, 16-5. Purdue, they're a solid 18-4. They're 6-3 in the conference. Ohio State, they're 5-3 in the conference. They're only 13-8 overall. I know they beat Kentucky, but we'll see how they roll. And Michigan State, they're 4-4 in the conference, 17-4 overall. Oh, and if you want to know, in here, not only am I talking about the players, I'll talk about the teams, the top teams, the top players, and I'll talk about the the surprise team. Of course, Michigan State got Denzel Valentine, been brilliant all year. Matter of fact, that's the only time they've been struggling when he has missed time. I say that Maryland is going to really start getting it going. I know they're 6-2. They're a game and a half back from Iowa. But if they win tonight, that'll be a half game back. It'll be, you know, it could be a whole lot of different sledding after tonight. All right, well, got to go to the Big East because we also are in Big East land, ladies and gentlemen. And the Big East has been it has been peculiar in a couple of states, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Villanova is leading the conference. They are 7-1. Xavier, they're 6-2. Right there with them at 6-2. That's right. The Hoyas at 6-2. Then you have Providence and Creighton at 5-3. You have Seton Hall 4-4. Butler's 3-5, but they're 14-6 overall. Well, they were ranked just a little while ago. So yeah, Villanova and Xavier, they're both in the top 10. Georgetown's 15-8, but we'll get to that in just a second. Second, Providence 17-4. Creighton, not surprising, 14-7, and they lost that one big time on a couple of nights ago to Georgetown, which might have been Georgetown's biggest victory of the season. They come up and they had lost to Creighton earlier this year. Here, Creighton comes in here. They have an 11-point lead with 2.5 minutes left. And the next thing you know, Georgetown finds a way to get the W. And I got to give them credit for staying in the hunt because I've said this before. They have to stay in the top three in the Big East, in my opinion, in order to win the conference. All the tough games they have played this year, they've lost. They lost to Maryland this year. They lost to Duke this year. Here, they come up, they lost to Villanova this year. They lost to UConn this year. The only game they have really won, they did go to Xavier and they beat Xavier. So 13-8, they got to go on a little run. And I know it's a little, and they're going to have to go this little run, even going through the gauntlet of the Big East. That's what they're going to have to do. BSR, hey, he is starting to come on of late. He played big down the stretch. He's third in the conference in scoring. Matter of fact, of the non-Providence dudes, he leads the conference in scoring. We know what, Villanova, you know that's a team effort. But Josh Hart, got to give this young man some credit. Yes, he is from around here in the D.C. area. Wanted to go to Georgetown, went to Villanova, and he's been making them pay ever since. He is now big time in the discussion for a player of the year in the Big East. Then you have Xavier and Trevion Bluthit. He has played well. I thought he was going to play a little bit better. Hadn't shot really well this season. Shooting under 42%. That up a little bit. But they are the Big East. They'll have 5 to 6 teams in, and you know Georgetown is trying to make a run and make sure they're one of those teams getting in the tournament. All right, now got to go to ACC. Hey, I can't lie. I'm really happy that North Carolina is getting it done because they really are this season. I didn't know they would be as consistent and as focused as they have been, and they have been both. But now comes the tough part of the schedule. They're undefeated in the ACC. They're 7-0. They're 18-2 overall. They won 11 in a row, but the hard part of their schedule is about to come up. They got Louisville coming up next Monday. Then here comes the Dukies. Then you got they have the Dukies twice for the rest of the season. They have another matchup with Syracuse. They got Clemson. Clemson, ladies and gentlemen, Clemson, they're number they are the number 3 team in the ACC, if you can believe it or not, 13-7. Louisville 6-1, they're second, 17-3 overall. But Clemson's number 3, 6-2, 13-7 overall. Then they're going to play Miami. They're going to play all the big-time teams, Virginia in that realm. Right now, I think the ACC, I think they're going to be safe to say that they're going to have 7-8 teams in the tournament, especially if Clemson keeps on playing at a high rate. They would be the team that could drop out, so to speak. But I don't think that'll be the case, and I think they're going to have probably 8 teams in it: North Carolina, Louisville, Clemson, Miami, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Virginia, and Duke. And I'm not totally dismissing a run by Florida State. They could happen, or just like a run by Syracuse could happen, they got off the slow starts. We'll see what happens, but I think both of those teams could make a run. The top players in the league, Bryce Johnson, right now he's the odds-on favorite for the player of the year. He's averaging a double-double, just under 17 points, over 10 rebounds a game. But you got some brilliant individual play. You got Grayson Allen for Duke, averaging over 20 points a night. Night shooting almost 50% from the field, almost 40% from the 3-point line. You got Malcolm Brogdon for Virginia. He's almost at 18 points a game. You got Michael Benajay from Syracuse. You got Malik Beasley from Florida State. So you got a lot of kids. I mean, Brandon Ingram, I didn't even talk about him, one of the top freshmen in the country, averaging 17 points a game. 50%, just below 50% from the field, almost 42% 3-point land. I mean, it's the normal ACC, loaded with talent, and we'll see what happens down the line here. But I do believe that Syracuse can make a run since Jim Boeheim just got back over there. I believe a run will happen. I really do. America Athletic Conference, hey, surprise, surprise, SMU is rocking and rolling. Can you believe it? SMU? You? That's right. They go on probation, and what does Larry Brown do? He just starts winning like he normally does. They were 18-0 before the loss to Temple this past weekend. And, you got to give Larry Brown still coaching them over there at SMU. Connecticut, they've gotten it going a little bit. They won their last 3 in a row. They're 14-5 overall, 4-2 in the conference. Cincinnati, 15-6 overall, 5-3 in the conference. Then you get a bit dicey with Tulsa and Temple, both at 5-3 as well. Tulsa's 13-7 in the conference. Temple's 11-8 in the conference. Memphis is 4-3. They're 13-7 in the conference. Those teams are all on the bubble. Maybe even Houston at 14-6, 4-4 in the conference. they might be able to make a run as well, but they're going to have to, both all those teams, they're going to have to play well down the stretch in order to make it. Hey, you got some big time players here. Nick Moore, one of the real underrated talents out there. There doesn't get too much respect because he's, 5'9". You have Quentin DeCosi, really good talent out of Temple. Had a big game on Sunday to put down SMU. You got over at Memphis, you got Dedrick Lawson, big time freshman, and Shaq Goodwin. Connecticut, you got a bunch of transfers, Sean Miller, Rodney Purvis, Sterling Gibbs, all of those transfers going into Connecticut. We'll see how that comes to pass. And if you're looking for a sleeper team, I think Temple's going to be a sleeper team. They're the only team in the conference that's won 3 games in the top 25. Of course, they've played 6. They won 3 in the top 25. When they play well, they can beat anybody in the conference, as they showed on Sunday, obviously, beating SMU. Real quick, the Atlantic 10. This conference really, last year, I thought they were unbelievable. And this year, I think they're still pretty good. They're led by VCU. VCU is 15-5 overall, 7-0 in the conference. Then comes Dayton. They're 17-3, 7-1 in the conference. Then you got St. Joseph. They're also 17-3, 6-1 in the conference. George Washington, 15-4, 4-2 in the conference. Then we get to the teams. St. Bonaventure, they're 12-6, 4-3 in the conference. You got Davidson, 12-6, they're 4-3 in the conference. You got some talent in this time related. If you don't know about them, please go see them. Leads the conference in scoring and assists. He's one of the leading scorers in the nation in scoring, just under 25 points a game. But he's not a particular gunner. He shoots just under 45% from the field, just under 35% from three-point land, and shoots just under 83% from the foul line. And like I said, he gives you over 5 assists a game. Leads the league in assists. He gets you almost 2 steals a game. He is a treat to see. Gotta go see him. Meanwhile, you got a trio over there, St. Bonaventure, with Marcus Posey, Jalen Adams, and Deion Wright. They're a sight to see over there at St. Bonaventure. Over there, GW, Tyler Cavanaugh, big-time player. What about over at St. Joseph? Everybody knows about DeAndre Bembry, because he was everybody's player of the year preseason. Isaiah Miles, he's been unbelievable this year. Here, 18, just under 18 points a game, over 8 rebounds a night for Isaiah Miles. I'm almost getting by Melvin Johnson over at VCU. Got to be the leading contender for the Atlantic 10 player of the year. Here, averaging 18 points a game, and he's shooting over 84% from the free throw line, just under 43% from three-point line. Big-time shooter over there in the A-10. You want to watch out for a team, I'm telling you, watch out for Davis. They have the pieces in place. Brian Sullivan and Gibbs at point at the guard. Don't forget about Peyton Aldridge. Aldridge, they can go. Ladies and gentlemen, got to pay attention to, got to go to the Big 12, which might be the best conference in the country this year. I know people in the Big 12, they're waiting for me to say something negative. No. Just because I'm not there anymore don't mean I'm going to say anything negative about that. Oh, friend. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. But you got Oklahoma. They're still the number one team in the country. I don't know how, but they're still the number one team in the country. They're 17-2. They're 6-2 in the conference. They're tied with a three-way tie for first. you'll see, well, three-way tie with West Virginia and Baylor. West Virginia, they're 17-3. Bob Huggins has been unbelievable this year. 6-2 in the Big 12, and Baylor's also 6-2 in the Big 12. They're 16-4. Then you got right after them, 5-3. You have Iowa. They're all right there. There, Iowa 16-4. Kansas 16-4. Texas is 13-7. But remember, they struggled out the box in Texas. They're starting to play better and better and better. Got to give them some credit there, man. Man, Shaka Smart, he has got them really rolling, especially at home. At home, they're 10-1. One, this when they go on the road, they have issues. So they're really starting to make a turnabout. Hey, everybody knows the big-time talents in the Big 12 because, hey, we see them every Monday. Buddy Howell, he's been a one of the nation's leaders in scoring, just under 26 points a game, and he's averaged 6 rebounds a game, but it is his efficiency. That's been ridiculous. 53% shooting from the field, 2% from three-point line, 90% from the free throw line. I mean, he's been unbelievably efficient all year long, and he has been a scoring machine. He got Georges Niang. He shoots over 52% from the field, 85% from the free throw line. He averages 19 a night. You got Perry Ellis from Kansas. He shoots over 50% from the field, over 77% from the free throw line. He goes for 17 a night. Then you have Isaiah Taylor. He's played well, been inconsistent at times. He's averaging just under 16 a night, just under 5 assists a game. I think Isaiah Taylor is going to play a little bit better. I thought he would play a lot better with the up-tempo they have over at Texas. Hadn't shot the ball as well as I thought he would, particularly from the perimeter. We know how well he can finish in the paint. He's done that. He's been solid there, to say the least. And then you have the big-time freshman over there in the Big 12. One person who does not get the respect I think he deserves is Juwan Evans over there at Oklahoma State. 12.6 points a game, just over 5 assists. He is going to be a big-time player. He's shooting over 47%, from the three-point land. He can really do it. He can beat you off the dribble. He can do a ton of things with the rock. And, you got to give these coaches some credit, man. They're developing players. Juwan Evans, though, he's the main package. I mean, hey, you got a lot of Juwan Evans coming in doing damage off the top. Talking about the Big 12 teams that'll make a run, I really believe that Baylor will make a run. I really think they're going to make a move. Tarion Prince and Rico Gathers, I think they're going to make a move for the title. And I know how good Oklahoma is. I just don't see them running away from everybody like some people think. All right, well, again, we're going to go here to the CAA. I know they're not one of the top 10 conferences, even though you can argue that, and I'm sure CAA fans will come up and say, oh, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Well, with all the stuff we have, hey, we've had teams in the Final Four lately. How about the rest of these people out here? I understand you're not going to get any argument from me. In the CAA, you got a three-way tie for first with James Madison, UNC Wilmington, Hofstra at 6-2, all of them, solid ball club. James Madison 16-5, UNC Wilmington at 14-5, the Hofstra at 14-6. Then a game back is William & Mary and Towson Boston at 5-3. William and Mary's 13-6. Towson is 14-7. All those teams, solid teams. The hottest ones, of course, are James Madison and UNC Wilmington. Hey, got to give credit to over there at Hofstra. He has been big time. Omar Prewitt, he has been sensational over there. Got to give some love to David Walker, leading scorer at Northeastern. He's been big time as well. Chris Flemings over there at UNC Wilmington, just one of the most improved players in the country. 16 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. Are you kidding me? Saw that coming. Again, you could have more than one team in the CAA make it in there, but I don't think it's going to happen. But hey, you got some quality talent still in the CAA, and I know they've lost teams to the A-10 and the such, but still quality basketball out there out there. All right, well, we're running short on time, so we are going to go straight to my conferences. We're going to holler at the Pac-12, the SEC, and the Mountain and the West Coast. We're probably going to holler at them next. I'm gonna say next Thursday. No, I'm gonna say Monday. All right. So we're gonna go straight to the MEAC, and we're gonna talk about the MEAC and how they're doing. And hey, MEAC, you know I'm happy because hey, my Pirates, they're leading the conference. I mean, it's they're holding on for dear life right now. They're at 7-1. Then you have Norfolk State at 6-1. Then you got Howard at 4-1 in the conference. Excuse me. And then you have South Carolina State at 6-2. Hey, you talking about Hampton? Hampton is up there. Only MEAC team with a record better than 500. In the conference. They got a big time player in Quentin Chivas. I've never seen anybody like him. He is a guard, and he's second in the league in scoring, but he leads the league in rebounding at 10.5 a game. It's unbelievable. You're like, what is going on here? And if he can make foul shots, he would be averaging 20 points a game. He averages 17 a game now. He is horrible at the foul line, 45%. And, of course, at Howard has the leading scoring in the nation, and James Daniel. I think those two guys, they're going to be the ones odds on favorite to win the whole thing. Do not sleep on Norfolk State. Norfolk State has Jeff Short, and they can definitely make a run for this thing. Undefeated. Texas Southern Tigers, and they have dominated for a little while in the SWAC, and they have kept it going. Right under them is Southern University and Alcorn with I believe Southern and Alcorn, they're 6-2. Jackson State is 5-2. Hey, Texas Southern, they're undefeated at 7-0. Got to give them credit. They won their last 7. Hey, but outside the conference, they're 1-11. So you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But in the conference, they're 7-0. No, to me, the best team is Southern. Again, the only team in the conference, 500, 14-7. They're 6-2 over there. And look out for Marcus Riley. For Alabama Southern, he's the guy that's probably going to win the player of the year. All right, well, we're going to get back to you next week.